Testing, testing. Today we are going to read the first 12 verses. Today we are going to read the first 12 verses of the 33rd Psalm. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skilfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth for ever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. The Psalm 33 is properly a song of praise to God. This is a hymn of worship, whereby he is magnified. In the verse 1, both the subject and the object of praise is announced. The subjects of praise are the righteous and the upright. Those whose worship is most meaningful are those who are righteous in their lives and upright in their ways. God is pleased with consistent lives. Does that mean, however, that God is only interested in a holy people? No, it does not, because we are all unrighteous. We are sinners, each and every one of us, sinners before a holy God, but we can be made righteous in Christ. Therefore, knowing God through Christ, trusting the one who died and rose again, this is the only means whereby we can access his presence and gain acceptance. And to worship God is to gain acceptance. In the presence of God, it is to be brought into God's presence. It is to be able to praise him, knowing that God is pleased, and God will only be pleased with us through Christ. While the subject of praise is the righteous people, the object of praise here is the Lord, Jehovah. We are called to praise God, to glorify and honour him. We are called to praise God, to glorify and honour him with all of our faculties. The means of praise is also delineated. Praise is accompanied musically by the harp, the psaltery, and an instrument of 10 strings. The musical instruments must be played skillfully, and the singers are able to sing then what is called a new song. The picture is carefully constructed. The congregation are meeting to praise God. They are praising God accompanied by music. The one whom they wish to praise and magnify is God Almighty. What words did they employ in their praise, however? What did they wish to praise God for? Their praises in this instance fall into two categories. They praise God, first of all, for his word, and secondly, they praise God for his works. Therefore, the fourth verse is central to our understanding of the whole psalm. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. The word of the Lord is right. What can we say about God's word? It has creative force. God made the heavens by the power of his word. The Bible begins at creation because there we observe the first interaction between God's word and the vast universe. Whatever God spoke was done. It was carried out. Therefore, the Bible is a life-giving force because it too is the word of God. The scriptures contain truth because the scriptures are the word of God. Therefore, the writer of the psalm rightly said, the word of the Lord is right. That word is a counselor and a guide, and as such, it is very reliable. In fact, the verse 11 uses the phrase, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever. God's word has creative force. It can change your life. The word of the Lord is in the New Testament compared to a seed, which when dropped into the human heart, it begins a process of transformation. It takes root and it sprouts. It produces fruit in the life. The word of the Lord is a guide. It tells us who we are, where we came from, where we are going. It unveils heaven, the glorious and happy destination of God's people. It shows us how we can get to heaven. It plots out the course. I am the way, Jesus said. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Are you trusting Christ? Have you accepted the plain and simple teachings of God's word? Where would we be without a Bible? Let us be thankful for the Bible. We should read it and follow its sacred principles. What can we say then about the works of the Lord, which are extolled in this psalm? All his works are done in truth. God's works and God's truth go together. He never makes a mistake. He never performs an action without a good motive. He is motivated by truth, and whatever he does righteously. And because of that, he does everything very well. At the very beginning, when he created the heavens and the earth, he observed all that he had made, and it was very good. And all that God does to this day remains very good. It is man who spoils and warps what God has created, but that does not mean that what God has created is not good. Of course it is. Not only that, but all of his actions are benevolent and kind. He is righteous, just, kind and caring all at the same time. Some people are just, but they are not caring. God is all of these things because we are told in the New Testament that God is love. Therefore, these people in the Psalm 33 declared, "The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord." Just think about that in relation to yourself. God has given you life. You are alive at this point in time. You can reflect upon your life and you can trace the hand of God's love. Perhaps you are not a Christian. You have never trusted Christ as your Saviour. God has been good in that he has spared you and given you this opportunity to trust him, to come to him. He has been long-suffering and gracious towards you. Yet the Apostle Paul taught that the goodness of the Lord is one great end, to lead us to repentance. Have you repented? Have you responded to God's goodness? Have you turned to the living God? Have you given your life to him? One highlight of this psalm is the phrase, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." There are blessings for nations who put God and the gospel first. I pray that in our nation there would be a seeking after God. There is such darkness all around us. There are blasphemies and there is much wickedness. Oh, I pray that our nation would seek after God and discover true blessedness. There are blessings for families who seek God. You can't begin seeking God in your family. Perhaps there is no one else in your family who is a Christian. You can be the first. And I tell you, if you take that step, others will follow. God will bless you for that. The man or the woman who trusts God is happy indeed. Are you a happy person? Have you sought Christ? Are you following God's word? Do you know him? Are you following him? I pray that today that you would put your faith in Christ, that you will be able to praise his name. I thank you so much for listening.